Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Okay, it's Kevin Adams press conference day. It is Kevin Adams and Jerry Fortin, they are going to meet with the media at 11 a.m., the pre-draft press conference. I look at things from a prism of the way a football team operates, obviously, right? Now, obviously, I've done this long enough, I understand how hockey teams and other teams operate, but, you know, especially the Sabres and hockey, and how they do things. But, you know, I cover the Bills on a daily basis as a beat reporter, so I'm very, very in tune and understanding of how they kind of set up their operation. And especially when you have a regime that's been around quite a while, like Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott. It used to be with other regimes, they would have a pre-draft press conference. This is the Bills now I'm talking about. They'd have a pre-draft press conference and they'd literally put a bunch of scouts up and that you would talk and you could direct a question towards a regional scout or a director of personnel. And they would answer questions. And then, you know, the GM would be there and Doug Whaley and Jim Monas would be up there. I guess Buddy Nix. Some great quotes from Buddy Nix over the years, by the way. Then, after Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean took over, it was more like, hey, we're going to do it, but it's just us. And that's kind of the way it's been. And now, because of the way the NFL calendar works, after the new CBA started back in, 2020? Really 2011, then again in 2020 when they re-signed, and how the OTAs work and the off-season program works, kind of comes in conjunction with the start of the off-season program is kind of like draft week or the week before draft week. So it really fits for Sean to talk to the media, Sean McDermott, and then Brandon Bean to talk to the media, and then we get all the draft stuff. And then you also have the combine. And you also have the owners' meetings. And all that leads up to it. Hockey is similar in a lot of ways, but it's also different in a lot of ways. One of the ways that hockey is very different than football is free agency is after the draft. In football, it's the draft, and it's free agency and then the draft. And it's a month apart, really a month and a half apart. Free agency in football in middle of March. And you kind of go and you know where you're picking in the draft, but you fill everything you need to fill during free agency, and then you go and you draft. And really, it is a different draft. It's a prospects draft, right? Hockey's a prospects draft. That's what it is. Yeah, you get a couple guys that can play in the NHL their first year, but generally, most guys are not playing in the NHL their first year. It's a prospects draft. Where in the NFL, everybody's on the team right away. You pick a guy the first round, he's on your team. That's what's going to happen. He might even be a really, really big, special, important player on your team in a lot of cases. And then, but hockey's different. You have the draft, and then you have free agency after that. So everything you're kind of planning up for free agency is great, but you have to kind of take a back seat, and then you got to do it. And again, it's not going to necessarily impact you, what you draft or who you draft, but it might impact the moves you make. one or the other. And we get to this time, and you're going to see and hear from other teams around the league, their GMs and head coaches or whoever, their scouts, doing some press conferences and some media availability. And that's what we have today from Kevin Adams and Jerry Fortin down at, from Paul. Paul's in now. Paul, you're on the Western Hotline. Where is the media availability today? Are you at the Bills/Sabres draft room, or are you at KeyBank Center?
Yes.
Both?
No, the stadium.
Oh, you're at the stadium. You're at the stadium. Okay, so you are at the Bills/Sabres new war room. So you're in the media room down there, much like we would be for a Bills environment. So how does it differ? And I'm curious from your standpoint here. You've been a part of the Bills pre-draft press conferences, how they do it. How does it differ in hockey and football from your standpoint, from a media standpoint, of what you're going to get out of these things from a football standpoint versus a hockey standpoint?
Well, we'll talk to the head of amateur scouting, who also is now assistant general manager, in Jerry Fortin. So, you know, he's the one that has been out scouting all these guys and have seen them all and done the work on them, along with the staff and the scouts. So, you know, he's available to talk about any players or what kind of draft this is. You know, can you get a good defenseman? Can you get a good winger? Can you get a good center? When is the drop-off point of the draft? You know, things like that, which Jerry Fortin is good at.
Paul Hamilton is live down at One Bills Drive, where the Sabres will have their war room set up at a decentralized draft, basically. And was it a centralized or decentralized draft? Basically, it's not everybody going to a city the way they used to before. And today, Kevin Adams and Jerry Fortin are going to speak to the media. Paul, what is the first or very close to first topic/question that will be asked to Kevin Adams today?
Well, of course, J.J. Paterka, and if things have gone wrong, where have they gone wrong? Because J.J. Paterka gave no indication whatsoever when he spoke after the season that there was a problem between him and the team. So I think that probably will be the first question, you know, what's going on? When did this start? Is it true? And, you know, see where that stands.
One of the things that's kind of happened here, and this doesn't really happen a lot in the NFL when we cover these pre-draft press conferences, is there are a lot of rumors out there about certain things happening. You know, when you get to the NFL draft, yeah, you could talk about, oh, there's a rumor that you might trade the number two pick or move down, you're looking to that. But as I was just explaining about free agency, how the calendar works, all of this stuff kind of happens at once in the NHL, Paul, and you have the draft first, and then you have free agency. So this is really an opportunity for Kevin Adams to, A, either really squash what's out there about J.J. Paterka, or we could walk away from this thing with a lot more smoke and thinking, okay, something's happening. Do you expect him to kind of go one way or the other here?
I tend to believe Pierre LeBrun before I believe some of the other folks who put something out about J.J. Paterka about every 10 minutes, obviously talking to his agent. And one thing that LeBron has said as recently as today is the Sabres still want to keep J.J. Paterka. Have there been talks? Yes. But they're still in the mindset that they want to keep him. Whether they'll be able to, that's a different story. But, you know, he didn't sound like there's anything imminent. And, you know, their preference is still to try to keep him, even though, of course, teams have made proposals to the Sabres. But they're not real keen on shooting him, and so it seems like that seems like more of a believable thing than some of the things that some of the other people are putting out there.
Okay, so there are two parts to the Paterka situation. There's the could you possibly trade him, and the Sabres want to keep him, they don't want to trade him. Well, let's just say that they do keep him. You know, what does that look like? What does a contract look like? What do we know about, what do we think that J.J. Paterka is looking for? And is it possible, Paul, if you could lay out the scenario, what if J.J. Paterka doesn't get traded, but he says, I'm just not signing here in Buffalo? How does all that play out, and what does it look like as they head into, you know, training camp and the regular season? What are the scenarios?
Well, J.J. would lose a lot of money if both sides get entrenched and he has to hold out. You know, he's going to get fined. He, you know, isn't going to make any money. He does not have the hammer here. I mean, it's not like he has unrestricted free agency on the horizon. That's still a long ways away for him, and he is a restricted free agent. Now, he could sign his qualifying offer, which you know, if you know, there would only be a one-year type of a scenario for him to sign that qualifying offer and then go right back to doing this next year, that would be an option, and more the likely option. As far as money goes, it depends how long a contract it is. If you're talking 6, 7, 8 years, you know, it's going to be different than if you're talking a 2 or a 3 year deal, you know, which, you know, allows him to do this once again in a couple of years, if that's what he signed. So it depends on the length of the contract, how far. I mean, it could get as far as $8 million a year if you want to, you know, get real silly about it. Right now, J.J. Paterka is pretty much a one-way player, 55 goals in his last 2 years. His defensive numbers are not good at all, but he's also young. I think he did improve on the defensive side last year, but it wasn't a huge improvement. But you could see that he improved somewhat. How much can he improve to improve those analytic numbers? That remains to be seen, and that's something that's up to him. He can improve them when he wants to. Well, you know, if that's a concentration that he wants to do, you know, he'd be able to do that. So all those factors factor into, but really I think what it boils down to is how long of a contract is it, and then that pretty much depends on the money.
Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline. He is down at One Bills Drive, where the Sabres will hold their pre-draft media availability. The Sabres will use the Buffalo Bills War Room and Media Room for their draft coming up this weekend. His reports on WGR brought to you by Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Well, J.J. Paterka is not the only Buffalo Sabre in the rumor mill, I guess you'd say. We know about Bo Byram also being there, and Matias Samuelsson. Is it, do you think, something that's really on the table for the Sabres to buy out Matias Samuelsson has been rumored and reported over the weekend that could be possible?
Well, he'd be on your cap for 10 years. You'd be paying him for 10 years. Now it would be less than $1 million that you would be paying him for those 10 years. But I don't know if Terry Pegula wants to. He's still paying Christian Ehrhoff. Now, Christian Ehrhoff doesn't go against the cap, but he's still paying him. Something around $857,000, I believe. He still gets that check and still will for another couple of years. So I don't know if Terry Pegula has a taste for paying Matias Samuelsson, even though it's you know, in the less than $800,000 for the next 10 years. Yeah, I wondered out loud, and Tage Thompson was on a podcast last week with the guys from St. Louis, and he expressed disappointment in how that went down when he got hit and nobody came to his aid. But he also said that it's been addressed in the locker room and he doesn't feel it will ever happen again. He thinks everybody is on the right page and on board to where it is. But I said it then and I'll say it again. I asked Rob Ray about this. I know on teams I've played on, that player, Matias Samuelsson, would not be able to recover in the locker room from that. But that's not the NHL. So I've asked some people, you know, can that player, you know, who have played in the NHL, can that player come back from that? And I'll tell you what, I just think it's very difficult to face your teammates after that's happened. And quite honestly, it kind of happened after that, too. I mean, he kind of got into scrums after that, but there were other scrums that he shied away from. And if you're not there for a teammate, that's going to cause problems in the locker room. So I think it's very difficult for him to recover from what happened on that day when Thompson got hit and nobody stepped in.
We'll also get some questions, I'm sure, to Kevin Adams about Alex Tuch and what that looks like. If Alex Tuch says to the Sabres, I'm not really sure I want to resign here, and I don't know if we can really get something done here, let's see how it goes. Does that mean that they need to kind of move on him and say, okay, we can't risk having this player and letting him walk for nothing? Or do they just kind of play it out and then still try to convince him and see where they are at the trade deadline?
He's so important to the team. I would take the chance and try to convince him that things are going to get better, and things do get better. You can always trade him at the trade deadline and put him out there then. But he is just so important to this team. If he's not closing the door and still has the door open, if it were me, I would take the chance and leave the door open to take the chance that this team does show improvement and does make the playoffs, or, you know, is in the conversation to the last day of the season. and take it from there. Because don't forget, Alex Tuch was a Sabre fan growing up and went to Sabre games and was so excited when he was traded to the Buffalo Sabres and was going to be a Buffalo Sabre. So I don't think that's changed. What's changed is just the severe losing, and it just keeps happening over and over and over again, and they just don't seem to be getting anywhere. But I think he would love to stay, but, you know, what you said could be true. You know, he might want a wait-and-see attitude and see what happens this year.
We also have the Bo Byram situation out there. It feels like that might be the, I don't know if I want to say easiest. It's never easy necessarily, Paul, but it might be the most understandable type of deal the Sabres can make to kind of help what he wants to accomplish, what they want to accomplish. It's not contentious, and he's got some value, right? I would think that he'd get you something of value that you think could help your team this year.
And they can't promise him the ice time that he would like. He wants to be a top defenseman, and that's Rasmus Dahlin and Owen Power. So he knows here in Buffalo that can't happen. He knows he's not going to be on the power play unless one of those two guys is injured. So that's what he's up against here. I don't sense at all that it's anything against Buffalo, anything against the team. He gets along with his teammates very well. I think he enjoyed being here and has enjoyed being here, but I just think he wants a bigger role. Now, if you tell him that he's going to be Rasmus Dahlin's partner, which went very well for him, it's when he was with some other guys on the team that it didn't go well. Does that change his mind? I don't know if that would change his mind or not, where he'd be willing to sign a long Sabres. They played very well together. Rasmus Dahlin is fine on the right side. He doesn't have to be a right-handed shot to play over there, and he's proven it that he's fine over there. So I don't know if that kind of scenario is enough for Bo Byram, that he would be willing to say, yeah, if I'm going to be Rasmus Dahlin's partner, of course I'll hang out.
And, of course, they do have the goaltending situation they need to address. Free agency starts as well on July 1st, obviously. You have the draft this weekend. Not suggesting they would draft a goalie, but they do have to keep in mind what the future of that position looks like. There's been some kind of talk out there that maybe the Sabres will look to bring in a more true number one. What does that mean, though, if they do that for both Devon Levi and Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen? If they do bring in somebody, does that mean that they're just going to roll and have Luukkonen also there and Levi and Rochester? Or would they kind of move on from Luukkonen to do something like that, do you think, Paul?
Well, they have drafted three goalies that aren't named Luukkonen and Levi, and they didn't draft Levi. They traded for him in the system. None of them would be ready to play in the NHL, and we don't even know if Levi's ready yet to play in the NHL. So for me, and free agency really isn't filled with good goaltenders, so for me, I would definitely be looking for a goaltender, start with the idea that Levi starts in Rochester. I don't know if he'd be real happy about that or not, but right now it's not his choice, and they got to do what's best for his development, which I think for the last year and a half they've been doing. So I would not be comfortable going into the season with the two young goalies. It could work. You know, both could be fantastic, but it could not work, too, and if it doesn't work, you're in big trouble. You're not making the playoffs. You're not going to make the playoffs with the goaltending they had last year, and it has to be better. And you have to be better than 29th in the league in goals against. Not all the goaltender's fault. A lot of bad things in Buffalo. That has to change also for the goaltending to be better.
I think we keep losing Paul. I think we have to drop him out right here. Paul, just so you know, Paul, your connection is losing out a little bit, so we'll kind of do that. I do have another question. If you can reconnect with him, let me know, and I can we can do that, and we'll bring Paul back in. Paul Hamilton on the West Her Hotline. Sabres have a pre-draft press conference coming up at 11 a.m. It will be Kevin Adams and Jerry Fortin. We do have Paul back. Paul, I know we're not going to hear from Lindy today. I don't think we're scheduled to hear from Lindy today, but how much of any say at all, like, do you think Lindy has and what's happening this offseason, whether it's what they want at the draft, but especially trades and free agency and what he wants? Like, what is that dynamic between the two, the GM, the head coach, and everybody in the organization?
Well, he has nothing to do with the draft. He's been very, all through the years, told me, because I'll get to the draft and say, Lindy, can I talk to you before I draft? He goes, why? I'm just sitting at the table. He goes, I got nothing to do with this. You know, he's not scouting players and that type of thing. But I think he has a lot of input now into the building of the roster, what he wants on the roster, what maybe he doesn't want on the roster anymore. So, yes, I do think he has more of a say in roster build and will be listened to. And if there are some players that he just doesn't think he can live with anymore, or he doesn't think he can win with, then those players probably will be ex-Sabres.
Paul, I heard you this morning with the guys say something I agree with, which is on the Trevor Zegras trade. Hey, this is a great example of a guy that fans see and think a lot more highly of him than you know, GMs do. And I agree with that. The proof is right there, right? Look what the return was on a guy like Trevor Zegras. But you see a guy like that, and then what does it tell you about the marketplace for players like that, high-end skilled players, and then maybe getting to J.J. Paterka, right, who he is that player, but you question maybe what he plays and what his role is on the defensive end and how he plays that.
Yeah, I wish I could remember. I heard somebody say that yesterday, and to me it's so true. And when I hear that Chicago might be willing to part with the third overall pick for J.J. Paterka, that doesn't make sense to me. I think J.J. Paterka in his 55 goals is great, but right now he's more of a one-way type of a player. I guess I could be wrong, but I can't see the Blackhawks giving the third overall pick for him. I don't think he's that good. I think, you know, there is plenty of room for improvement, and you can't sneeze it when he's scoring 27 and 28 goals in a season. That means a lot. And he's a gifted goal scorer and a gifted offensive player. But, you never say never, but I would be shocked if the Sabres wound up with a third overall pick for him. Now, maybe there would be other considerations in there. Maybe the Sabres would have to give up their pick. Maybe it would just be moving up with other things involved in the trade also. So maybe they swap picks, and then Chicago goes to 9, Buffalo goes to 3. But other things I still think would have to be involved in a trade like that. So it varies, true. And I would totally listen to somebody who would say, well, the Sabres should have gone and get Zegras. He, for 2 years, was an excellent hockey player, over 65 points. He scores those highlight reel goals, so that gets fans excited when they see him do the Michigan and more than once. But the last couple of years has been severe regression in his game. And the Sabres all have players that have shown regression in their games. And I just would not be ready if I were the GM of the Sabres to take on another one of those guys hoping that he can get back to what he was a couple of years ago. And somebody would say, well, you got to take a chance. Okay, I agree with that. I just personally wouldn't be willing to do it right now with what the Sabres have gone through the last couple of years. I don't think the Sabres are in a position to wait a couple of years to see if he can get better. They got to get better now.
Yeah, I agree with you. You and I have been on the same page about this. Like, I mean, okay, number 3 overall pick for J.J. Paterka because the value sounds good. But again, what am I doing with a number 3 overall pick in my system, and where are we here with that? Because you got to make this work for the NHL roster right now, however you do it. You know what I thought about with Trevor Zegras? You tell me if this sounds right. I think that sounds to me like Joshua Norris in a lot of ways, which is a guy who has a lot of upside offensively, but he can't stay on the ice either. Trevor Zegras has had some injuries. I mean, he hasn't played a full season in 3 years. That was only full season.
Yes, he has.
It's the only full season he has ever played. You know what I mean? So it reminds me a little bit of that. You're banking on, and I think Josh Norris could, you know, points-wise, be a little bit more of a complete player as well, but it kind of feels like something like that where you're hoping it works, but hope is not a strategy right now.
Absolutely right. And Zucker said that the other day, and I agree with you and him totally 100%. You've already got a guy on your team that you've traded for that has had injury problems. You would get a second guy, which means both your centermen, your top two centermen, would be guys that have had trouble staying healthy, because Kulik, I think, would have to move off center if you get Zegras. And I think Josh Norris is a much better player than Zegras right now when they're both healthy. I think Norris is the better player right now. That doesn't mean Zegras can't get back to what he was, which would be an excellent player, but he too would have to improve his defense like J.J. Paterka does. He could put up numbers, but he would have to be more of a two-way NHL player to be a complete player that could help a playoff team. So you've already got the guy who...
I think we lost Paul again. We're going to let him go. We have the Kevin Adams press conference at 11. Josh, you can connect with Paul. Let him know that we'll be connecting with him at 11 a.m. But thank you very much, Paul. I know you got to run anyway. You got to get ready for what's happening down at One Bills Drive for the Buffalo Sabres pre-draft press conference coming up at 11 a.m. We are going to carry that live here on WGR on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Let me kind of reset the show for you today. We just had Paul on a little earlier than normal because he is down at One Bills Drive. The Sabres are getting ready for their pre-draft press conference. That'll be at 11 o'clock today, just about a half hour from now. We'll carry that live. That's Kevin Adams. That's Jerry Fortin. They're going to talk to the media about, you know, the draft, free agency, guys like J.J. Paterka, I think, first and foremost. I asked Paul, what's the number one question, first question slash topic? And I agree. It's J.J. Paterka, right? That's got to be the first thing that's going to be talked about. Alex Tuck will be talked about a lot. Bo Byram. I wonder if we get any answers. I think for me, and look, you can always say whatever you want to say that you want the media to know. We know those things happen in these types of settings, right? But what I think I'm hoping for, at least, is to, after I hear Kevin Adams talk, I get a very good understanding of where they stand on J.J. Paterka. And I don't know if we'll get that. He might just say something and it might be totally like to throw you off a trail. I get it. Smokescreen season, right? We talk about that in the NFL. But if Kevin Adams comes out and says, look, we are all in on signing J.J. Paterka. We're not going to negotiate in the media, but we've had talks and we really want to keep this player. Then I think that, you know, I'm going to believe that and think that that's going to try to get done. Because if he says that and then they trade him, he's got to answer to that. And, well, wait a minute, what do you mean? You just said that you wanted to do that. What happened? What went wrong? And you don't want to paint yourself in that corner, but it's certainly possible and things can change. If he comes out, though, and Kevin Adams says, in a half hour from now, if he says, yeah, we're still looking at possibilities, we're fielding calls on all of our players, you know, we know the situation we have with JJ, we'd love to re-sign him, but everything's on the table. If he says that, I'm thinking the door is much more wide open than that they might move on from him. We'll see where it goes. 803-0550 is the number to call if you have anything you want to chime in on here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. We'll take a break here. We'll come back, kind of lay it out again for you. I also, I have a very off-topic thing I need to bring up because it's just something that's been in my brain and bothering me, but it kind of came out again for me this weekend. I have a very strange, Josh, a very, I think, weird, strange, like, phobia. And I want to explain it to you when we come back, okay? And I wonder if people listening have the same phobia. I actually looked it up. There is a phobia, but not specifically to what I have, but it's related to something else. And I'm like, man, I wonder if other people are like this. And it happened to me again this weekend when I was in New York City. And I'm like, okay, I got to talk about this on the radio because I don't know if I'm different, if this is just something for me. I'm sure other people do, but I'm curious. So I do want to do that. I'll bring that up for a couple minutes when we come back because we're going to bridge the gap from here till the Kevin Adams press conference at 11 a.m. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, save all your... I got a phobia of the Sabres actually being good. Just never happened. I don't know what it would be like. Save all that. That's not the whole thing. We all want that to happen. But I do. I teased it, and I want to bring it up. I have this very weird, I think I would call it a phobia, but it's not more, I'm not afraid of it. It's something that really messes with me, okay? So I want to run this by you. Josh Schmidt, my producer, sitting behind the glass. All right. You have any phobias, by the way?
Spiders and heights.
Ooh, arachnophobia. Yeah, yep. I'm not. I kind of have arachnophobia, but it's not too bad. Like, I don't love spiders at all.
Anytime I see a spider on a screen, I feel like it's crawling on me. It's terrible. Like, if there's a commercial or like a TV show,
I'm with you on that. I'm kind of.
And then heights. I hate roller coasters. Oh, I hate like all that stuff.
I'm not afraid of heights, but I don't like being like the feeling I get. Like, oh, there's nothing really stopping me from being over there.
Right. You know what I mean? My thing. I like going down on the roller coaster. It's the going up that freaks me out.
Okay,
because it's slow when you go up.
This is a great segue. Okay, here is the thing that messes with me, and I don't know if I come on and call it a phobia. A down escalator that is not moving.
So
if it's just stairs, no.
Oh, it is an escalator that's off.
Correct.
And you're going down.
And I have to walk down what normally would be an escalator taking me down. This does not happen going up the escalator. Okay.
Okay.
If it's an escalator going up, I'm fine. I just walk up the escalator. I walk up the stairs. So imagine you're at a mall or another area, a place. Okay. And in a shopping center, whatever, where you'd have an escalator. And the escalator's broke, and they say, hey, you know, you can use it. It's not working. It's not moving. And you have to walk up. That's fine. I can walk up. You have to walk down. I have it's wild. Like, I'll do it, but I have to go very slow, hold on to something, and I can't look down. And if I do, and I take a few steps, when I get to the bottom, I have to compose myself. I'm not kidding.
I think I have a theory as to why this may be.
Okay.
So when you walk down regular stairs, you can discern step to step.
Yes.
When you're walking down an escalator, it's got the
grooves.
The grooves.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not like side to side.
Right.
They're all going straight. So
I think you're onto something. This kind of seems right to me.
It's almost like your eyes are playing a trick on your mind that all of these stairs are one.
Yes.
And you can't tell what's what, and that like kind of plays with your mind a little bit. Almost gives you like vertigo, essentially.
Yes, 100% exactly how I feel. And I don't know if that's the exact reason, but I like your theory.
It is interesting though, because like when you go down regular stairs, they all look the same, but you can tell that there's depth there. I think with the lines being in the direction they are, like the grooves on the escalator, all being like straight out away from you, I think that is what messes with your brain. Because like thinking about it in my head, like picturing like looking down at an escalator, you can never tell, or it's like harder to tell step to step. But like looking down stairs, you can tell step, unless it's like, you know,
right,
like super blended, I guess.
But I'm wondering if anybody else has this. And honestly, like tweet me at Sal Sports. Let me know. Like, is this something that do you know? I actually looked this up this morning because I said, I want to bring this up because this happened at New York City. We were in a shopping center and we were shopping in Manhattan and we went into one of the stores. And this has always been a bit of a thing with me. So Yana knows. And when we get there, she's like, hey, you know, the escalator's broke, whatever. It's not a big deal. Like, oh, you got to avoid it. But, you know, she knows that this kind of messes with me. And it just got. It really came out this day, like it when I was there. And I'm like, it's gotten worse. Like, it's gotten worse over the years. And I'm like, man, I really have to like sit down, compose myself for a second before I start walking again. And I just have to get my wits about me, I guess.
I think it's that vertigo thing. Like, I wonder if it's less of a fear and more of just like your brain gets confused and you just get dizzy sort of thing. You know what I mean? And then that might also trigger like a fear thing if you're like dizzy in a high place.
Okay, I want to type this in. So there's a thing I typed in, a fear of an escalator not working and being on one, but they said it's actually part of actually having it's a broken escalator phenomenon, but it's actually something that escalator fear is called escalophobia. It's a part of escalophobia. I am not afraid of escalators. I like escalators. It's fine. I have a good relationship with escalators, okay? People movers. I love people movers at the airport.
Yeah.
Woohoo! We always race, right? Like, I get on the people mover and Max runs.
Right.
We always race. It's great. I have a great relationship with people movers and escalators and elevators and all that stuff. If a people mover isn't working, I'm fine. I walk down the people mover or just around it.
It's just like,
if the escalator going up is broke, it's fine. I walk up. I can't. It's the down. It's the down. I don't know what it is.
It's kind of weird. I really think it's like looking at all the steps. It's just the looking at the steps all blending together.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That might be it. And a side note about phobia names.
Yeah.
Every phobia name is so good because it's just phobia with like part of the word you're scared of on the front of it. And did you ever, there's a phobia for long, like the fear of long words, and that word
is super long.
It's like 36 letters.
That's right.
Like, yeah. It's so ironic that it works out that way.
I mean, seriously. So I had to get that off my chest because I'm just wondering if anybody else kind of experiences the same thing out there. I will tell you, as you know, like I have this could be it too. I don't know, but it's also gotten worse as I got older. I have an issue where I was passing out, and now I have a pacemaker because of it. And I wonder, and I did pass out a few times, and I got what would get dizzy, then pass out. But I was never on an escalator when it happened. You know what I mean? Thank goodness, because then you'd fall down the escalator. But I don't know if that is tied to it. But, you know, maybe that has some sort of thing that goes along with that. Anyway, just thought I'd throw it out there, and maybe people can tell me. All right, how about this? Brett says, anytime I walk down an escalator that isn't running, the first step always feels weird. Like I've got to do it in slow motion. Exactly. And for me, it's the next step. Think about that, Brett. And every step after that is the same for me. It's kind of weird. I don't know. So I appreciate that, Brett. At Sal Sports. 803-0550 is the number to call if you want to jump on board the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. What are you expecting to hear from Kevin Adams today? When I tweeted out that Kevin Adams was going to be on at 11 and we are going to carry him live, most of... there were several responses already that came in, and they were not very friendly to Kevin Adams, right? Because that's the situation the Sabres are in, where they have a GM that's been in charge for, 5 years now, right, Kevin Adams? How long has he been a GM?
6 years, actually.
6 years now. Six years.
This is, I think it's going into the sixth year.
And, you know, they're still in the same spot, and I get that, and people want to change. Well, listen, you're beyond that. That's not going to happen. I get it. You can rail about it and rage about it and be upset about it, and I'm not here to tell you you're even wrong, right? That, okay, he shouldn't be the GM after everything that's happened. But he is. So now you go forward. That's what the next step is. You go forward. And you say, okay, he is the GM. What is his plan? Because it's not another guy making decisions. It's him making decisions. And the owner. And the head coach. And everything else that goes in along with it. So that's where we are right now. It's not, you can be mad about Kevin Adams being in his position. It does nobody any good or matters whatsoever to necessarily, you know, complain about that other than getting it off your chest, I guess, like I just did for my phobia. But what matters is, what is the plan? Because I mean, quite honestly, like, if I have my choice that this team could be bad again and Kevin Adams gets fired, or they get into the playoffs next year and Kevin Adams keeps his job, you're damn straight I'm choosing number two. I want him to be good. And I hope Kevin Adams wins a Stanley Cup in the next few years. Like, there's nothing personal against him. If you want to make a change because they're bad, I get it. This is a results business. But if I have a choice of him being, this team being good, or making the playoffs at least, let's just say make the playoffs, this team making the playoffs next year, and Kevin Adams keeping his job after that, versus they're bad again, and you move on from him, I'm taking playoffs and Kevin Adams. Because you could have some other better grand idea, I guess, but there's no guarantees. You could do the same thing and keep recycling, rinse and repeat as much as you want. That's what we've done. It's not what I want to do. I want them to be in the playoffs. I want to have playoff hockey again. We were watching the Stanley Cup Finals at my house, and I can't remember which game it was. It was in Edmonton or it was in Florida, one of the Cup Final games. And game five, game six, whichever one it was. And it was rocking, right? The arena was rocking. I'm like, oh, man, this is great. And I turned to my 11-year-old son and I said, you know, it was like that here in Buffalo. Want me to show you? And literally pulled up very grainy, like, video of 06-07, 05-06. Just pulled up the Pominville goal. Pulled up the Drury goal to tie it. Pulled up the Yefimov goal. Pulled up the Briere goal in double overtime. The Dumont goal. I mean, yeah, pulling up these goals, like, watch this, right? And I know Pominville was on the road. I get it. But the excitement, like in RJ's voice. But the home goals, the big goals in those moments, in that time, it was just so cool to kind of go back and revisit. And to show my son, who's never seen playoff hockey, never in Buffalo, to show him what that can actually be like. And it will be like that again if/when they make the playoffs again. Like, that will happen. Folks, if the Sabres make the playoffs this year or 3 years from now, the first time they make it, like, the building's selling out and it's going to be rocking. It does not matter. Like, you can say all you want. I know people tell me, I've checked out, I'm this, I'm not going to get. No, if they make the playoffs, you're going back in. You're listening. You're like, you know what? I'm dialed back in. There'd be very few people listening here now who actually wouldn't do that. You might not go to the game. You're dialing in, you're watching, but most of you would say, I want to go to the game. A game. Be there. Let's go to Steve in Charlotte. What's up, Steve? You're on WG.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
I was just telling your screener that I've sort of like come to this realization, and I'm not even sure this makes sense, so forgive me if what I say doesn't track, okay? I sort of feel like the Florida Panthers, this is adjacent to the Sabres, is that like they've sort of broken hockey. They're this amazing team, lots of talent, very savvy moves to get good talent, and they win all the time. But they're also in a market that's tax advantaged, outstanding weather, incredible lifestyle, like in terms of it's a very high net worth area for, you know, Delray Beach, Sunrise, Fort Lauderdale, like very high net worth area. And you're also kind of a small fish in a huge pond, right? So you fly out of the radar. Nobody really knows who you are. There's no pressure to win, and they do anyway. How do you compete with that if you're Buffalo or Toronto or any of the Canadian markets where you have teams that lose all the time or lose consistently in the playoffs, like Toronto? Inevitably, in the spring, when they lose again next year in the playoffs, they're going to have 25 cameras and 50 microphones in your face with an old man asking a 22-year-old why you lost the playoffs in Toronto. Or you can go to Florida, win, and not have that at all. So there's no fan pressure to win. There's no media pressure to win. And they win anyway. So for any of the, you know, finger quotes, traditional markets, hockey markets, cold weather teams, like, why would you want to sign up for that if you're a hockey player when you could just go to Florida, make more money,
well,
be in no pressure to win, and win anyway? How can you beat that?
I'll give you a reason why people would. You're not wrong. A lot of things you say, I agree with you, Steve. Like, it is a much different environment. Listen, Brad Marchand said it. Brad Marchand grew up a Toronto Maple Leafs fan, right? I believe Josh didn't. Brad Marchand grew up a Maple Leafs fan, right? And now he talked about beating them and what it's like in Toronto playing for that organization versus playing for a team like Florida, which is everything you said, which is correct. I mean, you listen to Craig Revey, who was a captain here in Buffalo, played for the Montreal Canadiens. Listen to him talk about what it's like to play in Montreal and under that kind of microscope in that city. Like, it absolutely is different. But the answer to your question, why someone would choose it, because those people thrive. Some people thrive in those environments. Some people want to do that. John Tavares went back to Toronto. He wanted to sign with the Toronto Maple Leafs, right? I mean, like, there's a guy that is on Long Island in New York. He could have done something else, gone to California, gone to Florida, I should say. He wanted to go there. I mean, some guys want that challenge. They want that environment. They're so competitive. That's what draws them to something like that. So I'm not here to disagree with a lot of things you say about how much it just allows you to play more free. Not at all. It is an advantage in that way, but that doesn't make it impossible. I mean, the Toronto Maple Leafs they are there every year. And yes, they might lose, but they take them to game seven, right? They're right there. What's the difference? They win a game and they're, you know, where the Florida Panthers are or the Lightning have been. Yes, that's true. No doubt about it. Winnipeg. I mean, Winnipeg was the President's Trophy winner this year, right? That's a Canadian market. And yes, there's a lot of pressure once they get the playoffs. And look what happened. There's no doubt about that. I'm not disagreeing with you, Steve. I am saying, though, that I don't think it makes it impossible. You know what I mean, buddy?
Am I still on the air?
Yep, you're on. Go ahead, buddy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Like, I just feel like if I'm a professional hockey player, which I am definitely not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would want to thrive in an environment where I can maximize return on investment, right? So you're in a tax advantage state. Maximize salary and be in the least pressure. Why would you?
Well, there's a lot of people that believe that's why the Stanley Cup has remained in Florida over the last several years with the Lightning and the Panthers now, right? I mean,
but that's what I'm saying. It's like, who wants to work in a high pressure environment if you could do just as well, if not better, in a not pressure environment? Right. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, listen, man, thank you. I get it. I do think there are athletes that would say, like, no, I want all the pressure on me. But no, I mean, in a certain way, right? But you're right. What you're saying, it relieves you of that necessary pressure when you lose, but you get all the accolades when you win, right? And there's a different kind of pressure that goes along with that in a little bit. Thanks a lot for the call, Steve. I appreciate it. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be quick to get back to down to One Bills Drive after that, because Kevin Adams and Jerry Fortin will be talking to the media at 11 a.m. for their pre-draft press conference here on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.